Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show. My name is Mary Hollis, and I am your host, and I hope that all is well with you. Today is April the 10th. Would you believe it? It was a month ago, and now we're into the month of April, and it's almost at the end of April. The time is just going so fast, and we have no control of any of those things. So we have to go as the speed of it continues. We just have to follow it along, but just take God with you as you go along. But I have some questions for you tonight, and I want you to think about all the questions that I'm going to ask. I'm also going to talk about some, have some topics to talk about. And I'm going to read the topics, but I want to ask these questions, and I want you to think about these questions. Know God's grace and live. Broaden your vision of God. And last, I know for certain. But I got some questions before I begin. and I'm going to continue to go on. I played the music a little bit longer because I was still writing. I was a little bit tired tonight and started a little bit late in getting what I wanted to talk about. But all is well. A little bit tired, but I'm going to still move forward. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to give me the strength to proceed. But these questions that I have, I want you to think about it. When you get in a dark place, what do you do? How long do you stay in it? Do you feel like you're in a pit and you can't seem to get out? If you thought about it, would you rather, in your situation that you're in now, and I know you're going to say, why am I saying this? If you're in good health, if you have food in your house to eat, would you rather have cancer? Would you rather have a stroke? Would you rather have had a heart attack? Or, so those situations that you're in now, is it as bad as those three things I mentioned? How often do you feel like this, like you might be in a pit and you can't seem to get out? How often do you find yourself crying? Are you one that tries to fix things yourself instead of seeking God for guidance? Those questions, I have some more questions to come, but right now I want you to think about those questions I asked. Also, some other scenario is, people on your job upset you daily. What method do you use to feel better? Things are happening in your household you have no control over. What method do you try to use to feel better? Someone that you know, a family member that is sick, you have no control of making them feel better. What method do you use to feel better? All of these questions, what way do you find peace? What way do you search for answers? Who do you go to receive answers? Think about it. I'm going to read some things. Knows God's grace and live. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. 1 Peter 1:2. More and more people are searching for ability to handle their problems of our day with peace of mind. Life has become extremely complicated for many, with all kinds of traps and obstacles along the way. People tend to seek man-made methods to handle their problems. Temporary solutions such as alcohol, drugs, sleeping, trying to sleep it away, crying, provides a refuge to help and block out reality for a while, and many people try to sleep it off. But the problem does not just disappear. In fact, the physical and mental ability to handle problems diminish, and they end up feeling discouraged and burdened with guilt and self-reproach. There is only one sure method of handling your life with confidence and assurance, and that is in the power of Jesus Christ. If you commit yourself to your life to help unconditionally, then you can rest assured that you will give, he will give you the grace required to handle every problem. You will thus be blessed with tranquility of mind and peace far beyond human understanding. This grace and peace becomes in your life only through Jesus Christ. Don't drift from him and so far-fetch what only he can give. Don't underestimate what God can do. In a split second, he can make you feel better. If you refocus yourself on that situation that you are dealing with, meditate and go into and asking God to give you that peace that you need right now, he will do just that. Just try it. Because there are so many things that are happening now that are upsetting us, and we must find ways to reapproach our mind back to the person that's going to help us get through it. And that's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We must use, God wants us to be there. He wants to be there for us. He wants us to focus on him more. I'm constantly talking to God. I guess so many, sometimes I think that he thinks that, I said, can you call on anybody else? I guess when you stay alone, sometimes you have a habit of doing that. I talk a lot to him. But, and like I say, yes, sometimes it takes a little bit longer to regroup. But if you stay focused on him in time, it will happen. He will give you that peace of mind that you need. Broaden your vision of God. How great is God beyond our understanding? Job 36:26. One obstacle to our spiritual growth is our limited concept of God. You may believe that God loves and cares. You may believe that God loves and cares for you. You acknowledge that he is all power, all understanding, and all omnipresent. But as soon as a disaster threatens the situation, you reframe your mind and don't focus on God and put God on the back seat. You fail to draw onto the wisdom and strength that he has placed at your disposal. Your problem appears bigger than your concept of God. Broaden your vision of God when things are going well. Spend more time in private devotion and expand your interest in the world around you. Increase your awareness of the greatness of God and use all the elements of his grace to get to know him more intimately. When the inevitable storms start looming, you will find that you possess spiritual reserve that will enable you to be strong, regardless of how difficult your circumstances are. As I ride as I rode down the expressway, I wanted to accomplish something today, and pretty much I thought there are certain verses that I use. Be still and know that I am God. No weapon that is formed against, and I always say no weapon that is formed against me and my children. And I go a little bit further. No weapon that is formed against me and my children, our cars, our home, and anything that he's made possible for me to have. Also, I use, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. There's some things been going on my job, and I haven't been made some few mistakes in my work, but I've been praying every day. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Today was a good day. So I use certain scriptures to read and strengthen me and believe that God is going to be in it. The greater your understanding of God, the more strength you will draw from Him in moments and in temptation. Your faith will no longer be emotional response, but a knowledge of God Himself. I know for certain. The other question I had was, know for certain that the Lord is your shepherd. Do you really believe that the Lord is your shepherd? Do you believe that the 23rd Psalm says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want? Do we really believe that when things get a little bit strange and start happening? Do we really believe those things? Do we forget how to go to Him and pray and ask? Let Him know that you said that you are my shepherd, I shall not want. Those of us who are belong to the Lord knows how we are safe and secure. We should. We know for certain that the Lord is our shepherd, and therefore we do not fear the future. We have concern about the future because so many things are happening, but God does not want us to fear. Believe in Him. And the scripture in 27th Psalm, the first few verses, the Lord is the light of my salvation, whom shall I fear? We should fear Him, but not things. Our shepherd is there already, and He will walk before us every day, leading us to our eternal destination. Do you feel insecure about the path that you have to take? Remember, He is the good shepherd. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. That's coming from Isaiah 30:21. Do you need spiritual food and strength? The Lord will provide an abundant feast of good things. He's our heavenly manna, the bread, and the water of life. Sometimes we have doubts about the future. Of course, there's so many things that are happening. It does scare us, because things that are happening that never happened before. We wonder whether we will have enough to provide for our essential needs. With childlike certainties, the psalmist then tells us, I shall not be in want of anything that I truly need, and that is good for me. The Lord will hear when you call, because His love never changes. Yes, His love never changes. So those questions that I asked you before, do you know that whenever you're going through something, that you can depend on your good shepherd, that He will be there for you? Do you know that do you depend on that good shepherd? Getting back to some of the questions I asked before, what do you normally do when you get in a dark place? How quickly do you seek Him and to try to get out of that dark place? Or do you ponder and just want to sit in it and in waterland? Or do you seek Him to get out of it? Because that feeling and that place does not belong to you. you need to have light in your life again, not darkness. So when you go into that dark place, seek God. Ask him to get you out of that dark place back into light. And how long do you stay in it? Do you waddle? Do you just, you know, want to have a pity party moment? Yes, sometimes it's okay to have those moments, but when it's not healthy and it's really affecting you, you need to seek him to get out of that state of being. And we are blessed. Those things I said, do you think that you would rather have cancer, stroke, or heart attack? Just think that the different symptoms that people go through with these different three major health issues, if you are in good health and you're not experiencing none of those things, you are blessed. So whenever you are in a dark place, just think that you are such a blessing based on people and others that you know that are dealing with these situations. So that's one way to also get out of that dark place, knowing that you are truly blessed because you could be facing one of those situations. But even when you're going through the storm, God wants to be encouraged that he is right there walking along the way. Sometimes you can't see or feel him because you're so into that dark place. But try to find words, strong scriptures that will get you out of those dark places and get back into the light. Focus on that because it's so important. The more and more as time goes on, we are going to be faced with such a lot of different diversity, the casualty, or dealing with all types of feelings and emotions. And we must now find ways how to stay strong. Be strong and be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, because wherever you are, God is. Just knowing that God will walk beside you every step of the way. So this week I want you to find some strong scriptures that will help you to not to let Satan take you into that dark place and keep you there. Find a scripture because, like I say, we're going to need it. There, things are happening. But we also got to believe. We got to know that we know that we know that the Lord is our shepherd. Even if things that are wrong us, we're going to believe that God is still in it. And also believe that these things are not going to happen because your Father has all powers in his hand. And he loves you. You are a child of God, so you deserve many blessings, good health, and all the things that you need. Sometimes it doesn't always come when you want them, but he's there. He's right on time. So this week, find some scripture because you're going to need it. Hold on to those scriptures and let those scriptures be your power to get through some of those dark places and concern that you may have throughout the day, because I have never, the things that I really don't like listening at the whole time just listening at it. I get bits and pieces and I turn it off because there's so much sadness and there's so many things that are going on. But we must be prayed up. So we can keep those dark places and feelings away from us. So find you some scripture this week, and just knowing that. But one thing, simple scripture right here: the Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want. Repeat that whole chapter of Psalm, the 23rd Psalm. It's not a chapter; it's a psalm. So if you know that, read that. whatever it is that's tackling you. So that is all I have for you today. So the topic, broaden your vision of God. Broaden the vision that you know he's there. And when you're talking with him, he hears you. And he'll give you some way to know that he's there. Just ask him. Always give me. You know, I'm one of those ones. I need him to show me. Show me that you know, he's confirming whatever I'm seeing or hearing or whatever. And he does. I mean, sometimes I can look at some of the gospel on TV, T.D. Jakes and Joel Osteen. And when I listen at one after back to back, and both of them are pretty much saying the same thing. So that's confirmation, what God is trying to say to you. Most of the time that happens. I've had it where my pastor preached something. Then when I sat down and listened at Joel and T.D. Jakes, they're pretty much saying some of the same things. So then you know that God, that's one way God speaks to you, confirming what he is trying to let you know. So just, you got to focus and stay focused. I'm talking to myself now. I'm not just talking to you all. I'm talking to myself as well, because I have to keep using words to encourage myself and hold on. And sometimes I get a little bit down. Yeah, sometimes a lot. But I find those scriptures to build me back up. Do not be discouraged. Do not be afraid. That's what I hold on to those scriptures. And more, all of those questions that I ask you. And the most important thing, too, how long do you stay in it? Try not to stay in it too long. Sometimes we have pity-potty moments, but try not to stay long in those emotions. But it is human, and it's okay to feel that way, but don't stay in it. Just have that certainty that you know that the Lord is your shepherd and you shall not want for anything. And that is all I have for you tonight. And once again, if you know anyone that wants to go on a trip with us to New Orleans, June 18th through the 22nd, please have them to give me a call, because we do have more seats available. And we have been given an extension until the 27th, but we still need another payment on by the 15th, and then the last payment we have until the 27th. So we've got more time for you to invite others and to make your payment. And that is all I have for you tonight. Be blessed and know that that God is there with you. Good night, and tune in again next week. I'm looking for some other speakers, so just know that I'm going to have some more on the board, on air. Get some information as far as Social Security. There's some changes, and I need to talk about that. I am getting Medicare next month. I can't believe it. Not lots of big changes, but things that people are not aware of, even also when they have a death in their family, what their, you know, and benefits that you should know that you can get. So I'll be getting different information to add to the show to give you information as needed. That's all I have for tonight. Be blessed and have a great week. And tune in again next week, the same time, 10 to 10:30 p.m. Donnie McCurtain says, I need you.
Where would I go without your hand holding me? And how could I live without you? I can't see. Lord, what would I do in life? Where would I handle things all that?